With Barcelona already sure of their place in the knockout stage of the Champions League, last night's result was always going to be pretty much irrelevant to them, despite the club's stated intention of playing to win. However, with a number of key players still absent through injury, including Leo Messi, Dani Alves and Victor Valdez, Martina was forced to field an understrength squad. An understrength Barca is still world-class though, and so it was almost a shock to see how much control Ajax were able to exert, clearly dominating from the start. In fact, it was surprising to see that at one point Barcelona had just 45% possession. Often, it is 70% even against titans such as Real Madrid. In the end, it was no great surprise when Ajax scored the opener after 18 minutes, which had the effect of spurring the Catalans on, and Neymar coming close to equalising. But it was the Dutch side that scored again after a Pinto deflection allowed a second chance to go in. Back on after the break, Neymar had a good chance at goal, only to be brought down in the area. With Veltin shown a red for his efforts, Xavi scored from the penalty spot, and playing against 10 men, possession shifted slightly in Barca's favour. However, they just weren't able to do quite enough, and in the countdown to the final whistle, Martino elected to bring on some youngsters. While the result makes no real difference to Barcelona, having already ensured their place in the next round, the loss follows a run of 28 matches undefeated for Barca. On the other hand, it was positive news for Ajax, although they must beat Milan for a place in the last 16.